Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
I don't know why people do this, Carol. Carol Holy, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
It's your granddaughter's grave. And your mother is buried there as well. Where is it and what's happened?
We're in Tulla, County Clare.
Okay.
And the graveyard for the last couple of months has just people thieving, taking pots, flower pots, flowers out of the flower pots, ornaments, lanterns. Yeah. And it's just gone on and on for the last couple of months.
What? Okay, tell us what happened to your grave, because I'm gobsmacked by this.
My little granddaughter, we buried her in May. We lost her, and that's upsetting enough in itself. My daughter Adele had a beautiful white window box on the back of the grave, and we went in one evening, and to our shock, it was taken. And the upset of it is just, you know, and the disrespect that these people are shown.
And do you think, Carol, that it's been taken out of the graveyard? Or
yes, without a doubt. The graveyard wouldn't be, it's a big graveyard, but it wouldn't be a huge graveyard. And there's a new part and there's an old part. It seems to be the new part that's, you know, being vandalised, if you want to call it that. And
I think you were as gobsmacked as it. Well, you're hurt and upset because it's your family grave and it's your beautiful granddaughter and indeed your mother who's buried there. But
My mother's is separate, we'll say, and then we went in another evening 2 weeks later and a flower pot was gone off it, you know, off Mam's grave, and it's just so upsetting. And I'm not the only one. There's about 10 other families. There's another family and their grave has been done five times in a couple of weeks.
But maybe you can help me. Can you get a glimpse into anyone who would take something from a baby's grave, a little angel's grave, obviously of meaning to that grave and the people who left it there, and they would put it on another? Are they putting it on another grave, which cannot have any meaning for them if you're robbing somebody to put it on another grave of a loved one that you have, or are they selling them?
That we don't know. Now, the guards have been involved and they're looking into it, and we have the county council reported it to the county council as well. But it's definitely not in the graveyard. This is being taken out of the graveyard, definitely.
Okay.
Now, some of the pots are heavy enough that they would need a strong person or persons to actually lift it, put it into a car and drive out. After that, we're baffled as to what they're doing it and why they would keep coming back and back and just taking the stuff. It's so disrespectful. And I just want to say to them persons, please just stop.
Okay.
You're hurting people. There's people very angry and hurt. And, you know, and we are calling on the Clare County Council to put up cameras at least outside. I know with data protection and all this, they're saying, oh, you can't have it in the graveyard. Well, I don't know who they're protecting, because I tell you, it's not nice what they're doing.
It's not nice at all. And I know your daughter Adele lost baby Sienna in May so recently. And Carol, what's your mother's name who's buried there?
Carmel Conway.
Carmel and Sienna in each other's arms. Thanks indeed, Carol. And you're right, it's an awful, awful, nasty, callous thing to do. Stop it.
Thank you, Carol.
And kind regards
to
Adele and your family. Back tomorrow, 1:45. Lisa Marie Berry produced, and Ray Darcy is next.